This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, you can hold off on starting that diet. No need to jump in and start eating salads and get rid of the carbs. Medicine, the power of medicine has come to the rescue again. A growing number of overweight Americans clamor for Ozempic and Wegovy. Have you heard of these, Brian? These are weight loss drugs touted by celebrities and TikTok all over the place. But there's an even more powerful obesity medicine that is poised to upend treatment. More powerful than those ones.
Right. It's called more. What's the name of it?
Tirzepatide.
Oh, I haven't heard
this
of this
is a
one.
New
there
one.
Was another one yesterday that I had just heard of.
Tirzepatide, an Eli Lilly and Company drug approved to treat type 2 diabetes under the name Mounjaro.
Okay, that's what I
helped
thought.
People with a disease who were overweight or had obesity lose up to 16% of their body weight or more than 34 pounds over nearly a year and a half. So a little less than a year and a half. The late-stage study of the drug for weight loss adds to earlier evidence that similar participants without diabetes lost up to 22% of their body weight over that period with weekly injections of the drug. For typical patient on the highest dose, that meant shedding more than 50 pounds. I'm always amazed by what they can come up with.
Well, this has lit everybody up, but I mean, I remember when Dexatrim was a big thing, and that was a stimulant that you could get over the counter that that helped you lose weight. It was speed. I mean, that's all it
really
was. You took it, itched your head, and it would tingle and stand up, and it was like an illegal drug, but you could get it over the counter. Everyone was taking it. Everyone was juiced up. Everyone, hey, you're on Dexatrim? Yeah, what's scratch my arm and you can feel it go up. You know, those kind of things. So they were all over. Now, with these, here's my only concern about this is these are made as diabetic medicines.
Right.
To treat people with diabetes. If all of these celebrities and everyone else is jumping in and jumping on and getting them, will that create a shortage for those who actually need the drug?
No, and that's what's going to be interesting. If this is going to be a prescription drug where you know, it's prescribed if you have diabetes. My concern is that when you look at these companies who make insulin and who make the, you know, pumps for diabetics and all this, it's a big money area of the world is in the medical world. And, you know, that these companies are going to try everything they can to disprove it, as stupid and as harsh and inhumane as that sounds. These people profit off of people having diseases like diabetes.
Oh, yeah.
And so if there's this wonder pill that comes out that can help cure this and you can drop this weight, because as Dr. Nadia Ahmed says, Lilly's medical director of obesity, having diabetes makes it notoriously difficult to lose weight. So if this comes in and can do that, that's my concern with it, Brian.
I think it would be wonderful if it did those things, you know?
Right.
And that it goes... The result of it is a wonderful thing. I'm just wondering, long term, you hear at the end of the ads and so forth, too, after taking it, weight increase can come and these kind of things, you know, afterwards.
Right, so, because they got to cover their butt for the FDA.
But it's a great quick fix for people, or to help them get on the right track. Totally understand that, and I think that would be great. I'm leery because every other commercial we hear is for a drug, which tells me they're making a lot of damn money. They're the only ones who are able to advertise are drug companies. And you hear it all the time with their little jingles, their little songs. And you hear this new pill that's touted for this. 2 years from now, you don't hear of that pill anymore.
Right.
Either got bought by somebody or it was just taken off the market. And the next time you hear of it is when you hear one of those ads, have you or someone you love taken, then you know, you may have a lawsuit. I don't know. They just
money makes the world go round.
But these things are coming and going so damn fast. Do you hear of many drugs right now that you heard about 5 years ago?
Tylenol.
Yeah.
You know? Advil, ibuprofen.
It just seems like there's a lot of prescription drugs that come and go.
And I hesitate to take any medicines, right? Like outside of your normal vaccines that we get when we're, you know, for smallpox and stuff like that. I like if I'm feeling cruddy, I really hate taking that stuff. I believe like, you know, it weakens your immune system. It may help there, but then at a certain point, if you overuse it, you become reliant upon it, and it kind of takes away from what your natural immunity is to some of these things. So I'm not a big like, oh, I got a little bit of a headache, I'm going to pop a pill. I'll drink some water, see if it goes away that way. If not, I'll go sleep. Right? I guess I'm more of a holistic person than I thought in that sense. But this new drug, based on the new results, the company official said they will finalize an application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for fast-track approval to sell tirzepatide for chronic weight management. But yeah, you're right. Every ad you see is Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. It's all of these.
They ain't hurting.
No, not even in the slightest. And especially after, you know, the COVID vaccine and the money they were paid to, because that was a rush. You remember that? Whoever can find this vaccine the fastest. And that was, they are not hurting. And that is, I mean, this could open up a huge conversation about our healthcare system, about where the money, who makes these decisions, cures for this, but is that going to be the profitable side of things and stuff like that? Because like it or not, whoever's sitting in those ivory towers making the decisions for these companies, I mean, they got to protect their bottom dollar at the end of the day. So can you afford to lose money on insulin but make it back with tirzepatide? Maybe, but that's the part of it that's really crummy, is that these big conglomerations don't have what's best for the people out there in mind. They've got what's best for their bottom dollar in mind.
That's the way the system's set up.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is. And they've got to make money.
They do, but, you know, this might be one time you're going to hear me say something that I'm not real fond of saying, but this is one area where I think that, you know, a little bit more government regulation on what they can price drugs at is actually something that I could maybe get behind, of saying, no, you can't sell insulin for that amount of money, because it is insane. And one day we're going to have that conversation with Chris Van Der Veen, because that's what he spends, a large portion of his time studying is that exact thing. So that'll be something. But tirzepatide coming out, but I recommend you maybe just eat the salad instead of that double Western bacon cheeseburger.
Yes. Now, I know there are body types and there are things some people medically have a situation where they need. I just think it's more rare than common.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah. I do think so, too. If you are, if you've had an injury or something like that take place, you've been injured on the job, but it's not serious enough to get surgery, make the pain go away at Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. They also offer VRT therapy, that's vestibular rehab therapy, for you people out there who's had a concussion or have a battle with vertigos. They can get that debilitating vertigo out of your life with their VRT therapy in their Eaton Clinic. For more online at ProactiveColorado.com, that's ProactiveColorado.com. All right, we are going to register for a winner for the Wheel of Meat coming up on the other side. And by register, I mean you just have to be the caller that we say.
Yes, we will be accepting a caller coming up in the next section, where we will want you to be whatever caller we say. You be that number at 970-353-1310. Write it down now, 970-353-1310. And if you are whatever caller we ask for, boom, $50 of meat is yours. You've just got to go through the theatrics of jumping on the air with us and telling us to spin the wheel and see which cut of meat that thing's going to land on.
Really, and the theatrics of being on the air with us is worth much more than $50. So,
oh,
we could value this at, you know, infinity amounts of dollars.
And let me tell you, the wheel,
yes,
is incredible today. And maybe it's because I'm hungry for some meat. You know, but everything sounds delicious on here, and I can't wait to see who's going to get this $50 worth of deliciousness.
Big thanks to the Merc. That's where you're going to be getting this meat from, 816 the time. We'll come back and do it next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Hey, 24 the time. Boy, I can't believe we made it through over half of the show without saying it. But habajiba, everybody. Happy Friday. You made it. This has been the shortest week in my recollection in a long time. It still feels like Monday. It's been a weird week, but this week has flown for me. I don't know about you, but I am ready. Let's go. I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
I get a little bit of a funky shirt on today.
So do I, but yeah you do.
Yeah.
We're both wearing red, white, and blue.
This is my golf shirt normally, and I'm just in that headspace. Not going to be able to. Great weekend for it. Great weekend to go golf. Great weekend to watch some sports. Great weekend to fire up the grill. Let us provide what you're going to be throwing on that grill thanks to the Merc in Mead, Highway 66 and I-25. The Wheel of Meat coming up right now. Color number. Angel, what color number? You're the one who does all the work back there, all right? What color number are we going with today? What number do they have to be at? 970-353-1310.
Let's go with number, in honor of Kale McCarr, number 8.
All right. I love that. That was the number I had in my head, too. Yeah, that was right. I said that, right?
Was it 2?
It was 8. Okay. But Angel and I are on the same wavelength. I had 8 sitting there. Let's do it for Kale McCarr and the Avs to win tonight. Be caller number 8 right now, 970-353-1310. How it works, Brian, you call like this first person's going to do. You got to call back and be number 8.
Can
you
I do this?
970-353-1310. Be number 8. You're going to jump on the radio with us. You don't have to think. You just have to tell us, hey, how's your Friday going?
No, we proved that. It's not necessary.
No, absolutely. So you just call in, tell us, you know, how's your day going, stuff like that. All you really have to say is spin the wheel, Tanner,
yep,
and then say thank you at the end. That's all you have to do. 970-353.
Thank you is mandatory.
1310. 970-353-1310. We'll play the Wheel of Meat when we come back. If you've heard, if you're hearing that, and you're still on the phone, that I see that phone line still going, I'm sorry, everybody. We've got our winner for the Wheel of Meat. Yeah, and already a winner. We haven't even played the game yet, and already a winner.
We know she's going to win.
We've got Mindy from Loveland. Mindy, how are you on a Friday?
Good. How about you?
Hey, we are doing fantastic. What are you up to? You heading to work, or what do you got going today, Mindy?
Heading to work.
Heading to work.
What do you do for work, Mindy?
I work at a financial institution.
All right.
Fantastic. All right, Mindy, get ready. It's time to play
Wheel of Meat.
Woo!
Yeah!
Let's give away some meat, shall we, Brian?
You get $50 worth of meat, and it ain't going to cost you a penny. You can't go wrong with no matter where it lands.
We got a great looking wheel today, too, Brian.
It really is. I mean, it always is fantastic. All the meats are incredible. All right, Mindy, here's what is on the wheel today. I'm going to tell you the 6 different cuts that are on the wheel of meat, and then you will let us know when you're ready for Tanner to spin it. Wherever it lands, you win $50 of that meat. All right, on the board today, Mindy, we have Cheeseburger in Paradise. That's where you've got yourself a whole stack of burgers. We've got the Big Chuck Combo. That is Chuck Roast and Ground Chuck. We have the Ribba-Libba Ding Dong, which is a whole package of some delicious ribs. We have Holy Sausage, which is a combination of Polish veal and Guinness beer brats. We have a lot at stake, meaning ribeye, New York sirloin, all right there. And also, we have Porky Pig. Which is some loin chops and diced pork. Is there any particular animal that sounds good, or any of them?
Any of those sound great.
All right,
Mindy. Well,
I would love for you to win the Ribba-Libba Ding Dong.
Just so you can say it again. Way to work that in. Way to work that in. Mindy, we are ready to win you some meat. You just tell me when to spin this wheel, and you're walking away with $50 worth of meat thanks to the Merc.
Thank you. Spin that wheel.
All right, Tanner.
Here we go.
Come on. Ribba-libba-ding-dong. Come
Please
on.
Please don't be that just so he doesn't say it anymore.
Holy sausage. No. Something you rarely heard Robin say.
Let's see. There's a lot at stake.
You just won a lot at stake. You got ribeye. You got New York. You got sirloin. Mindy, you are set for the weekend. Does that feel good?
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Mindy. Thank you for being a part of our mornings here on KFK. We appreciate you. Hang on, Angel. We'll get all your info, but have a great weekend, Mindy.
Thank you. You guys too. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. What a great contestant.
Well done, Mindy.
Great job, Mindy.
Mindy rocked it. I love that energy. 8:32 the time. Let's keep that energy rolling when we've got our dear friend of the station, our dear friend personally as well, Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop, and he's starting to refer to himself as Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop in text to me now. Jerry Schimmel joins us next, but first, bottom of the hour, News and Weather Center. This is the only time I get to hear this song, so I let it roll.
Yeah, I noticed we got another verse out of it today.
I know. I missed it last Friday. I was out, so I didn't get a chance to hear this song and didn't get a chance to visit with our good friend Jerry Schimmel. Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm well, fellas. How are we doing today?
Hey, we are doing fantastic. Ready for another weekend of baseball. Anxious to get the Rocks back on the field, but it just feels good to start getting into this time of year. We just had some great rain up here and wonderful, and it's Friday, for goodness sake. We got a lot of great things this weekend, Jerry.
Man, we're blessed, aren't we?
We really are.
We just listed about six things there we're blessed with.
100%, man, 100%. We're talking with Jerry Schimmel, presented by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. Jerry, the Rockies did it. They won a series.
Yeah, finally, right?
Bucket list.
Cross it off. Yeah, exactly. I had forgot that they didn't win that opening series against San Diego. That was a 4-game series, and they split that one. But all joking aside, this team went through a really rough patch, and I know you've talked with the guys about that. After a one and twelve stretch, after getting a couple of those wins in Cleveland, that had to boost the confidence a little bit around the team, didn't it?
Yeah, no question about it. I think even getting that one win, because it was the first win in Philadelphia, helped. Got some great pitching in that one. They get the rest of the games, two of those games are winnable games. But to get that first one, you kind of thought, all right, we got a road win finally. We're pitching a little bit better, and then the loss to the next three. And they come back against Cleveland and really play two really good games. And even Wednesday wasn't a bad effort at all. So, I mean, Marquez getting hurt again was the sad story there. But, yeah, they're showing some life. They're showing some hope. Pitchers like Gomber and Ryan Feltner, who had really difficult starts, have had great starts since that time. Kyle Freeland's solid again. So things are looking up a little bit. I think this team is going to have a good homestand. I really do.
I'm certainly hoping so. Let's go to the Phillies, the game two of that Phillies series. Where JT Realmuto just tells the umpire that he got hit by that pitch. Was that the most bizarre thing you've ever seen? And it's been a long time since we've seen Buddy Black that pissed where he gets tossed out of the game. But was that just a bizarre situation?
It was, yeah, for a number of reasons. Number one, when a player gets hit by a ball, the umpire at home was supposed to put his arms in the air. All right, stop play, dead ball, first base. He didn't do that. Realmuto, you watch the replay 10 times. Realmuto had a ball come almost touch him, and then there was a pause for about a second. Then he said, oh, yeah, I got hit by it, and takes off for first, and the umpire lets him go. So three things right there were done wrong. And then Buddy comes, and then he didn't get help from another umpire. All right, if you didn't see it, then you get help from the first place umpire because it's a right-handed hitter. Didn't do that either. So he failed on like four fronts. And Buddy came out and challenged him on those four fronts and eventually got booted. So it was bizarre, and it was really unfair. It was just it's kind of the way the season has gone for the Rockies. Just kind of bizarre stuff that goes there, that goes against them, and that's at the top of that list.
Well, and my old man, I was talking to him about the game, goes, just go check his forearm. Like, if he got hit by the pitch, go look at his arm. It's going to be a red mark. That was bizarre nonetheless. But speaking about the injury news, Ermon Marquez is injured again. Any word on what this one is, Jerry?
Nope, I haven't heard anything. I'll get the bark today, I'll obviously find out. But no information given by the Rockies so far. What we gathered and we got off the plane on Wednesday was that it was the same issue. He kind of popped that forearm a little bit, and he felt the same pop and the same pain he did 3 weeks ago when he hurt it the first time. So hopefully it's that and nothing with the elbow. That's always the worry. So I haven't heard anything new, and I think probably no news is probably good news with him.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to that, Jerry. As we look around baseball right now, the NL West is
what I was just
very
interesting. As well.
Kind of slow out of the gate for everybody.
Yeah. And that's okay, right?
Yes. I mean,
don't have the Dodgers or Giants go out and getting out in front of everybody. You know, the team that's probably been a little surprising that's been at the top or near the top is Arizona, the team you're starting to play tonight. So it's good. You know, we kind of got that feeling when we played the Dodgers on that first road trip that didn't seem like they had that aura with them anymore. Didn't they have they had two or three guys in that lineup that you were scared of rather than six or seven. So they might not be the team they've been the last, and they've had injuries too, but the last, you know, 5 or 6 years where they've won the division, almost won division 5 out of 6 years, got beat by the Giants in 1 year. But they're not the team. I don't think that they have been. And everybody else is kind of bunched up after that.
You know, we're only 26 games into the season. I mean, we've got a long way to go. There's so many different streaks and other things that can happen. And so often, when we look at the standings at the beginning of May, it in no way resembles what we see at the end of July or heading into August. But as you look at the start that some of these teams have had that have been very surprising, just taking, for example, Jerry, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Right.
Do you feel Pittsburgh's for real? Because I felt they had some talent last year. But is this a fluke, you think, what we're seeing, or is this team actually legitimately good?
I think they're good. I don't know they're world beaters, but I think they're really good. They, you know, they beat the Rockies in 3 games and 2 14-3 games. So I just see in that team a great mix of young, and they got some really good young players.
Yeah.
Then they got other guys that kind of mix in that are veterans, and talking with a couple of their broadcasters, and they were here, they just felt like coming into the season, they knew they were going to be better because they're more experienced. And the development of a couple of players, young guys, was going to be key for them, and they're already playing well. So, no, I think they're legit. I don't know if they can keep up this kind of win percentage, but that's a legit talented team.
I don't care if I ever see Jack Sawinski again.
Yeah.
I don't care if I hear you have to ever see his name again after what he did to the Rockies during that stretch. But let's talk about some of the young guys who are performing really well right now for the Colorado Rockies. Let's start first with Noah Davis. The Rockies have optioned Jose Ureña down to AAA, and Noah Davis is here to stay for at least a while, man. What have you seen from him that's made him successful in the limited number of starts he's had?
Yeah, Tanner, he's been terrific, hasn't he? I think one earned run, or maybe one unearned run in 2 outings. So terrific in Seattle, great in that second start as well. He got bumped because Marquez came back. He was supposed to pitch Wednesday, and then Marquez took his spot. So he's got some extra days off. I think he's scheduled to pitch tomorrow in game two. But he's been terrific, and we saw him in spring training. I remember when on this show, Tanner, you asked me who was going to pitch in that game. I said, Noah Davis. You're like, who? Who's Noah Davis? Who is this guy? And they brought him up from AAA. But he had some really good starts in spring training. And he just has command, and that's such key. You know, he got a low to mid-90s fastball that's got natural sink to it. And when he can command that thing and keep it down, he's really good. And he's got a good slider to go along with it. So he was in the Reds organization. They picked him up in a trade. They've tweaked his delivery a little bit. They got him throwing fewer sliders and more fastballs, but with more sink and a little less velocity. So he's been terrific, and we're looking forward to seeing him again tomorrow.
Yeah, he has been really good. And then Brenton Doyle has been a nice little surprise, a guy with a lot of speed out there in center field. He's been nice. I want to talk about this lineup, Jerry, as we visit with Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, here, and of course, a two-time, you're cleaning up all the CBA awards this year, Jerry, so congratulations to you on
you.
Those. Okay, so they moved Charlie back up to that leadoff spot. I like that move from him in that leadoff spot. Then you got Profar, then you got Chris Bryant. Those guys have been pretty productive this year from the top three lineup spot.
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody feels pretty good about those three. The cleanup spot belongs to Crone on most days, and he's been really up and down. We know his career. That's him. When he's hot, look out. When he's not, he doesn't look good at all. But, yeah, I think when you look at those top three, you got three solid guys. They'll give you three really good at-bats, and Charlie Blackmon has that ability to hit that leadoff homer. He's got 40 of those now, which is I think it's number 7 all-time.
That's 40 impressive.
40 leadoff home runs in Major League Baseball. So
it is
good to have him leading off. He loves to lead off, and so Profar is getting you good at-bats. He's starting to hit the ball. He's had a lot of loud outs, and you got Chris Bryant, whom we all know about. So, yeah, I'm with you. I like that first three.
I like that first three, but I'm once again asking for C.J. Cron to be moved down in this lineup, Jerry. If I have to watch C.J. Cron ground into a double play, an inning-ending double play again, man. The Rockies lead, I believe, I heard you and Jack saying the Rockies lead baseball in double plays. He has just been almost more of a detriment there. We know baseball is such a fickle mistress that you got to capitalize when you got runners on, and it just seems like Cron more times than not is grounding into that inning-ending double play.
Yeah, he's doing that a lot, and I think what's really interesting with CJ too is he has not hit at home. I think he's hitting well under. I know he's hitting well under 200 at home,
good.
And one homer. I think one of his five or six has been at home, so he's usually the opposite. And we just keep waiting for that to break open at home, and it's going to, I believe anyway. He's in the prime of his career. He's a streaky hitter, but we know this, Tanner. He can carry a team, and I don't think he's going to go out of that cleanup spot. I really don't, unless he goes on a month or two slide and just can't get anything done. But Bud Black he sticks with guys. You know, he stuck last year with Brendan Rodgers for 2 months, and he's going to stick with C.J. Cron. And I think I do think it'll pay off. Whether he should be that cleanup hitter now, I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
We all have our opinion that way. But he is going to bust out and carry this team for a while at home. I can see it coming.
I really hope so.
This would be a great homestand.
It would be a great one for him to do it on, because I've been shouting at the rooftops to move Elias Diaz up to that number four hole spot, because he's just been obliterating baseballs.
Yeah, I think Buddy is that manager who doesn't react game to game or even week to week. He trusts guys. He's going to put them in a spot, no matter if they're slumping or they're playing great. And I think he likes the fact that Diaz, he's moved him up a little bit. Diaz is hitting seventh early on. He's hitting five or six now. I like him in that spot. I think Buddy thinks if you move him up to four, that puts a little more pressure on him. He's already got pressure having to catch four out of five games. So I think he's a little hesitant that way, but what we have is a good thing, right? In Diaz hitting the way he is. Got off to a slow start last year, and it's the opposite this year. That's been fun to watch.
Hey, has it just been me this year, or not just speaking of the Rockies specifically, but seems like there's been a lot of blowouts this year. You know, when you look at the differential, you know, runs scored, runs against, there aren't a lot of teams who are in the positive aside from the entire American League East. You know, I mean, you're seeing a lot of red numbers on there, including our own National League West, where only the Dodgers are a +9, and everyone else is, well, Oakland, my God, -113. Have they moved to Vegas already?
They can't move fast enough.
No, they can't. But is the pitching or the hitting ahead, and can any of that be attributed to these rule changes, Jerry?
That's a great question, Brian. You know, first of all, the A's, I think, set a record for run differential in the first 20 games of the season. It's the worst in Major League Baseball history. So, you're right about that team. They need to get out of Oakland and regroup a little bit, obviously. You know, that's a great question. The offense is up, but it's not up a large amount. And I think what you see early in the season is a lot of blowouts. And it's typically that way. You come out of spring training, guys aren't quite ready. The weather is not great, so I think that plays into it. Errors are always up in the beginning of the season, and they come back down. That's part weather, too. So I think it might be a little fluky, but I think early in the year, first month of the season, you're going to see a lot of blowouts. Unfortunately for the Rockies, they've been on the wrong end of several blowouts this year.
Yeah, Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Colorado Rockies, also the host of Amazing Americans, is our guest here, thanks to Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. Jerry, who do you have on Amazing Americans this weekend?
A young lady named Jessica Cox. Jessica Cox is the only – she was born with no arms. She's armless. She's a licensed pilot and a black belt in judo.
Wow.
Figure that
out. Wow. How?
Yep.
That's inspiring.
She flies the plane with her feet. She's got one on the yoke and one on the pedals.
Wow.
And she uses, obviously, one leg for judo, and the other leg she bounces around on. She's absolutely incredible. If you want to get blown away, do a YouTube search for Jessica Cox, and you'll see a video on there that will absolutely amaze you. She plays the piano, She can take contacts in and out of her eyes in 2 or 3 seconds with her toes. She's absolutely amazing.
Wow. What an inspiration. It makes me not want to complain about a damn thing.
No kidding. Yep. Check out Amazing Americans, amazingamericans.org. Of course, it's across on radio stations all across the country, but we prefer you keep it right here on KFK because we've got it a couple times a weekend as well. Check out 1310kfk.com for the full schedule. Jerry, before we let you go, my man, it's National Superhero Day today. If you could have a superhero power, what would it be?
Oh, man. I've always wanted to fly.
Yeah? That fits you, man. That fits you 100%.
That fits
you. Yeah.
It explains the cape.
Yeah. You're still wearing the cape, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm wearing the cape. I've got it on right now.
Okay. Good. I was hoping that was the case.
Yeah.
You're already a superhero, Jerry.
And thanks for giving me that cape that you used to use. You just want to know, but I like it.
I'm glad it's working out for you. That's awesome.
Oh, Jerry, hey, love catching up with you, my man. We'll be tuning in tonight, 6:10 pregame, is that right?
6 o'clock pregame.
6 o'clock pregame tonight. All right, yep. Jerry and Jack on the call on the Rockies Radio Network. Jerry, we love you, my man. Thanks for joining us.
Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
See you later, Jerry.
There you go. There's Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop. Always love catching up with him. 8:50 for the time. Let's get the latest in the nerd world. Here's Micah Kilpatrick.
Here she comes and walking, talking true love. Saying, I've been looking for you, love. Surprise, your new love has arrived out of the blue, clear sky.
During the break, we took a minute and watched that video that Jerry was talking about on YouTube about Jessica Cox. It's insane.
Absolutely incredible. What an amazing person. And it's just so inspiring. I mean, it blew me away watching the videos, what she's able to do, watching her actually take her contacts out, do a text.
Yeah.
You know, with her
play the piano.
Fly the plane, play the piano. Wow. Yeah, we can't complain about our limitations.
Amazing Americans airs on KFKA Saturday from 8 until 9. And, of course, it airs twice on Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. and 10 to 11 a.m. on Sundays here on KFK. You can go to amazingamericans.org. Always very inspirational stories that Jerry finds to, again, like make kind of put things in perspective for us. And I think it's an amazing show that Jerry does. All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Bruce Dick, host of Coach Speaks, is going to join us. We'll talk some high school sports. We'll just talk some baseball with him. There's a couple of news for Northern Colorado notes that I want to hit on when we come back as well. And we still want to hear from you about what your superpower would be as it is National Superhero Day. That's our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Have you thought of any more that has hit your brain, Brian, that you would like to do other than Shock Cop?
No, that's the one I really, really like. Yeah, I like that one. And still, I like the ability to turn a light green. I would also, I better just stick with those.
Okay, let's just do that.
Let's stick with those. But I have some others in mind. But I definitely want the outfit.
Yeah.
Just like Jerry talked about the cape, you got to have the cape. But I'm still going with Shock Man.
Can't have
Shock
capes.
Cop.
Can't have capes, can't
no
Angel.
Capes.
No capes.
Why no capes?
We'll explain when we come back. Hour number 4 of Good Morning NoCo coming up next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.